So it's been a little while, so I'm going to talk through the Moro reflex for you because this is something that you can do at home that helps to recreate new neuronal brain pathways called the Moro reflex. So in the womb, when we're in the womb, we are doing this little movement all the time. When there's been interventions at birth, sometimes we forget to let go of our Moro reflex by 4 months old, and that can cause all sorts of brain neurology.
Sometimes, depending on the position of the baby, too.
No, it's not a, unless there's
No.
a twin. Twins
Right.
can absolutely impact on Moro reflex, but generally babies, this is hardwired into their lizard brain, which of course doesn't exist. Okay, so firstly, arms crossed over with the right arm on top because 90% of babies are right dominant in the womb, and same with your legs. Cross your legs with your right leg on top. So bring them up. Yep, that's it. And lift your head. So that's the starting position. Now, very, very slowly open out your arms and your
Any
legs.
breathing things?
Just breathe whatever you can do. So just nice and gently open out the arms and the legs so that they're in this sort of position. Now, in a perfect world, we go out for 30 seconds, hold for a couple of seconds, and then slowly come back in. And it's funny because this is such a good core exercise. Now try it again, just nice and slowly.
Starting with yoga, you always do left side over.
Yeah, right. Interesting. So, right, we're mostly right dominant in the womb. Hold for a couple of seconds and then come back in. Now, this is quite fast. The more we get used to it, the slower we go. So, every time we do that exercise, yeah, you can relax now. Every time we do that exercise, the Moro reflex lives in the rear of the brain. The act of doing the exercise lives in the frontal cortex. So it means that every time we do it, we're recreating new neurons, neuronal pathways from the rear of the brain, our fight, flight, freeze, fawn area, to our problem-solving area. Thanks, David. Oh, and the more, and sometimes we can shake, you know, when you're actually trying to slow it down and go out to like 30 seconds, that shaking is a sign, it's one of the signs that this reflex is active. And another one of the signs that it's active is if it just feels, if everything just feels incredibly heavy. It's amazing how heavy your legs and arms can
Not only
feel.
heavy, it's very difficult, like on your muscles.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do.
Let me have one more go.
Yep. So right leg up, right arm on top, head up, nice and slowly, slowly. Yep, and imagine you're in a big balloon, your mummy's womb, and then slowly coming back in again. So out for about 30 seconds, hold for 3 to 5 seconds and come back in again for 30 seconds in a
It'll take a
perfect
bit to
world.
develop this hip muscle to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's good for everything and it's good for everything to do with your core. You can feel that, hey, how good that is for your core and
I'm
your
going to
lower
get my
back.
neck up.
He's going to do it again. Beautiful. Good job. But yeah, your legs and arms will get tired, but you will get stronger. Awesome. Well done. Thanks, everyone.
Have fun.